Dear Santa, the stamp collecting report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Neither rain nor snow nor anthrax, it seems, will stop the Letters for Santa programs in many post offices. For years, postal workers and volunteers have answered these letters from children on behalf of Santa Claus. But this year is different. Postal workers have been infected with anthrax from the mail they handled. And the letters that the children write look a lot like the mail that was contaminated with the bacteria spores. Handwritten addresses, no return addresses, maybe a little rumpled or even lumpy from the cookies inside. Cincinnati postal managers decided the risk was too great and canceled this year's program, but then reconsidered. New York City, where anthrax actually was found, will continue the nation's biggest Santa letters program. So will the North Pole, Alaska. In Christmas, Florida, Santa's helpers will answer the letters, but wearing latex gloves. So go ahead and write those letters, kids, because yes, even this year, there is a Santa Claus. And that's Stamp Collecting This Week. I'm Lloyd DeVries, CBS News.